This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Girl CEO Show. Run it up. Always on the grind. You already know what's up. Everything from dating to life and the business. Covering it all like a boss. Come and get this. It's the Girl CEO Show. Yeah.
Hey, Girl CEOs. Welcome to the Playground for Powerful Women. I am your host, Ronnie Brown. And yes, it is 2024, you all. Can you believe that we survived 2023? Like, I'm still just taking it all in because we went through a lot last year. I feel like last year was really interesting. And now it is time to come back better, even better than we've ever been before. Okay. We did an episode called The Rebirth 2024, and it was the part one, all right? You all have been on my heels about this part two, like, Ronnie, where is it? What's going on? I'm waiting for the part two. Stop playing with me. You playing in my face. You posting on Instagram, but we need that second part of that podcast. Well, best friends, it's here today, all right? Let's just embrace 2024. Yes, girls. Yes to all of the things that are coming your way. I'm feeling the energy. I'm feeling so positive in this season. I am calling all of the things to me that my heart desires. And I just hope and pray that you are doing the same thing for you. So let's pick up where we left off on the last episode. And we talked about you just picking two things that you were going to focus on in the season. And the reason why we're going with two things, because we talked about putting all these things on our list and not really accomplishing them. And I want to clarify this. It's not that we did not want to accomplish them. It was just that we put so many things on our dream board and our goal list for 2024 that it was almost impossible for us to make those things happen. And then we looked at the list come the end of the year. We take a look at it and we didn't accomplish a lot of the things on the list. And because we didn't accomplish a lot of the things on the list, we feel defeated. Not only did we feel defeated, we beat ourselves up. How many of you all are super hard on yourselves when you do not accomplish your goals? Let me just say that this normally happens when we have too many goals in front of us. And that's why in 2024, we're going to simplify things a whole lot. We're going to focus on those two things that we spoke about. We're going to really take a moment to evaluate what we're willing to sacrifice, because let me just say, we're going to have to make the sacrifices. We kind of talked about that a little bit, but I want to kind of go into depth with this, because sacrificing is what got me to success. And no one really talks about the level of sacrifices that you're going to have to make to really reach the next level of success that God has for you. And you're going to be put in that position where you feel like you are up against the ropes, where you have your back up against the wall, and the decisions are going to get really hard. And for some of you all listening to this podcast, it's going to be you deciding between toxic friendships and your goals. It's going to be you deciding between a toxic relationship and the life that you want to live. It's going to be you deciding between a business and a 9-to-5. It's going to be you deciding between your family and your mental health. You're going to have to make some decisions. Every decision and every single time we level up in our lives, we're going to have to make some sacrifices. Okay. So I want to ask you, and if you're listening to this, let me just stress, I want you to make sure you leave a review on this podcast. Y'all love the podcast. Y'all listen, but go and leave those reviews. They mean so much and they really, really help the show overall. So what are you willing to sacrifice? What is that thing that you know deep down in your heart that you're going to have to give up this year? For some, you may have allowed it to keep you stagnant for a year, 2 years, or 3 years. Now, let me talk to the people pleasers who are listening to this. This is you all who like to tiptoe around the feelings and opinions of other people. You're always worried about what other people are going to think. You're always worried about what other people are going to say. You're always worried about the opinions of people who knew you before you became who you are called to be. And you are always tiptoeing around those people. You don't want to live out loud. You shrink yourself back. You play small. You've been dimming your light. You are the person who makes everyone feel so comfortable. And you literally used to feel like that was a thing. It was a gift. It was a blessing. And as time goes on, you've started to realize that it's a curse, because you have not been able to truly be you, stand in your light, show up as who you are. In 2024, I am claiming that this will be your transformational season. The season where you will start to walk in your call and you will start to walk in your purpose, and you are no longer sacrificing yourself. See, this show today is not just about the sacrifice that you're going to make when it comes to, you know, taking the trips and going out to eat and doing all that types of stuff, right? It's also about the sacrificing that you've been making to please other people. I slow that down for a reason. This is about you finally deciding that it is you over everyone and everything in 2024. You are no longer sacrificing at the expense of your own mental health, at the expense of your happiness, at the expense of your pockets, and at the expense of your sanity. That's done. So I want to make sure that we understand that in order to even move forward through this show, in this episode, that I want you to say it to yourself. You're driving in your car, wherever you are, I am committed to making the sacrifices. Just say it, put it out in the universe. I am committed to making the sacrifices that I have to make that will make me happy. I cannot focus on how these decisions will impact and affect other people, because in this season, I am focused on me. Say that out loud. I don't care if it's someone beside you, they're going to think you crazy. They'll catch on. Hopefully it'll rub off on them. I am willing to make the sacrifices that I need to make, even if it's a relationship. Because if that relationship is the cost of your joy, if it's costing you your joy, it's not worth it. If it's costing you your peace, it's not worth it. So I want you all to put this out there. I am willing to make the necessary sacrifices to make me happy in this season. We got it? Okay. All right, best friends, let's rock and roll. Let me also say that we have to not just say it, we have to start to implement, meaning stand on business. Okay, y'all know I'm kind of cutting up, right? My kids is a little young and they teaching me the lingo. But stand on business in 2024. If you said you were no longer allowing X, Y, and Z, then let's stand on business and let's not allow it. Like, we're standing on business in 2024. So make the sacrifices and let's get to it. All right, the next thing that we need to do, best friends, is we need to forgive ourselves. How many of you all have beat yourself up for bad choices, bad experiences that you allow? I have looked back at my life and I have allowed some very low experiences to happen that should have never happened. I have allowed people to have access to me that should have never had access to me. I look back and I'm like, oh my God, that person should have never had access to me. So we have to forgive ourselves, and it's hard because we are very hard on ourselves and we really beat ourselves up about our mistakes. But one of the things that we have to learn is all of the dumb shit that we've done, it is doing nothing but making us stronger. It is helping us to learn more about ourselves. It's preparing us for the future. And we just have to get past the fact that we made the mistake. Yes, we did it. It's over. We learned from it. Let me just stress this. I have been in business for 13 years and I have learned some mistakes super hard. All right. I mean, some super hard mistakes. I have learned them the super hard way. Do I prefer to learn things the super hard way? Absolutely not. But did it happen like that? Yes, it did. So I also just want you to celebrate the mistakes that you've made, because whether you admit it or acknowledge it right now, it taught you some lessons. That friend group taught you a lesson. That career taught you a lesson. That business that did not work taught you a lesson. That partnership taught you a lesson, okay? That failed thing, it taught you a lesson. That family, it taught you a lesson. Every single thing is teaching us and preparing us. And the great thing about it is we learn the lessons, but we then have an opportunity to go and be a blessing to other people and talk to them about the things that we've been through and the things that we've overcome and how we've allowed those things to strengthen us. And when people see us now and they see us getting through them and they see us fighting through those obstacles, it just reminds them that it's possible for them as well. And we're not the only people who have made these mistakes. So in order for us to move forward in 2024 and have this 2024 rebirth that we're talking about, we have to forgive ourselves for all the stupid shit that we've done. Can we just say all the stupid shit? I forgive me. Let's start with saying this to yourself. I forgive you for all the stupid shit that you've done. You learned from it, girl. It made you stronger. It made you wiser. You know better now. And I'm proud of you for going through this and coming out of it. You're out of the fire now. Claim that you're out of the fire now, okay? The next thing we're going to do for our 2024 rebirth is we have to start evaluating relationships and making those tough decisions now. See, the thing that I've noticed is that everyone says that they're leaving certain people behind in 2023. Every year we do it. And then we allow these people to linger. This year, we are not allowing anybody to linger in our life. You know, you're waiting for them to do that one last thing, and this is the last straw, and this is their last strike. Whatever it is that you're saying in your mind, once you start giving people strikes and chances, and this is their last whatever, it's already a done deal. And I'm not just talking relationships. A lot of you all have some serious toxic friendships, okay? You got toxic family members. You're allowing it to linger, okay? We are not allowing these things to linger any longer in 2024. Let's clean house. It's over. It's a new start. Put your boundaries in place. Deny access. And let's really lock in on you. If we took half of the time that we spend on social stuff, whether it's relationships, friendships, family stuff, whatever, and we locked in on ourselves on that level, if we took all of that time and we put it into our mental health, working out, going to therapy, doing more self-development, investing in courses and classes and personal development, do you know how much happier, how much more peaceful, how much more money we would be racking in at this moment? So I want you to make sure that the evaluation is done and that we are X-ing out all the lingering things. And what are lingering things? Can we just talk about that? Ronnie, what does a lingering thing look like? It's anything that you have to question. Best friend, any relationship, any situationship that has you uncertain. And you know when you feel uncertain about it because you get that little feeling in your stomach. And it's not butterflies, baby. It's anxiety. It's like going on a roller coaster and it goes from the top of the mountaintop and it just drops and you get that drop feeling. Wherever and whoever is making you feel that little feeling in your gut where you are uncertain, unsure, you feel away, you feel uneasy, that's a lingering relationship. Any area where there is uncertainty that is causing you anxiety, worry, stress, baby, it gotta go. I said we're standing on business all 2024. And if y'all don't stand on business after this episode, then I'm really like, I'm done with y'all. I'm officially done with y'all if you don't. Okay. Now, another thing I want to kick it off with you guys in order for us to get ready for our 2024 rebirth is a clean space. And let me just be clear. These are some of the things that I am doing to reset 2024 the right way. And I have never loved being home as much as I love being home now. I've realized that jumping on the planes, going places all the time, going to this event and that event, like it's okay if I'm booked to be there, but I have really fallen in love with my home. I love being here. I love the way it looks. I love the way it feels. I love the energy that is here. I love the peace that I have. I love the vibe. I'm rushing.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Home, when I get to my house, I just feel like I can exhale. You ever walk into your home and you're just like, did y'all hear that? It's like that release, like, I can finally, like, there is peace here. I want my home to be this space of peace. And I've often realized that when I was rushing to get out of my space, when I'm running to be here and there and everywhere and I'm avoiding being home, it's like I was covering something up. I don't know what it was, but I was searching for something in that season And it was almost like chasing a ghost. I needed to fall in love with my sanctuary again. And what I did was I had to like get my house back together. And when I say get my house back together, I mean like the look, the feel, the laundry, my closet, my bathroom, cleaning out the drawers and making room for all that was coming. All right. I needed to get the energy right. I needed to burn my candles. I needed to relax. I needed to reset. And it really made a difference. I find peace and cleaning, and I love to keep my house a certain way, but I want you all to start when you go home today, just cleaning out some drawers. You know, I threw away like 3 big bags of stuff that I had just sitting in my closet, were giving it to Goodwill, but it was just there. I got to a point where I was like, what am I holding on to? Last year, I let go of everything and anything and anyone who was no longer serving me. And I started fourth quarter full of joy, full of peace, full of love. I felt so good. I felt happy. I had faith in all that was coming. Let me tell you, when you clean your space out, you start to believe that more is coming and it's more of what you need. And I'm not just talking about stuff. When you make room for that space, you start to feel the blessings coming your way, the opportunities, right? And I just started to sit home. And when I wanted to be home more, I realized that I was no longer in control and that God was in control. And what he was going to do for me was going to blow my mind, because he was going to prove to me that I didn't need to be in hustle, bustle, muscle mode all the time to get my blessings. Me staying home and being planted and being rooted was like me saying, God, I trust you. And I know that the work that I'm doing is the work that you are bringing to me versus work that I'm out here just hustling and bustling for. And that's exactly what started to happen. I was home more. More opportunities were coming my way. When I was invited out, it was into rooms that I had not already outgrown. And let me just make sure I say something about this, because everybody is talking about getting in the room. Well, baby, after a decade of being in tons of rooms, you realize that it's really not a flex when you are in rooms that you have outgrown. It's like, okay, I know everybody in here, we're all doing the same thing. I need to get in some rooms where I'm inspired. I need to get in some rooms where people can teach me some stuff. I need to get in some rooms where I am learning, where I am growing, where I feel like I am being poured into. Some of you all who are listening to this today, you have outgrown these rooms. You're wasting time, you're wasting energy, and you are definitely wasting money jumping on these planes, going to these same events with these same people that are not adding value to you, your life, or your business. So while everybody is talking about getting in the room, I'm going to say, let's get into the right rooms, because every room is not our room. Every room does not have our answers. Every room is not full of people that we need to or we want to be connected to, all right? Sometimes y'all in some bad energy rooms. Sometimes you're in a room full of scams, okay? I'm joking. But y'all get the point. We want to make sure that we are in the right rooms. And what I've realized is the best room for me to be in sometimes is in my sanctuary, where I'm present, where I can hear from Holy Spirit, where I can pray, where I can do all the things that I need to do for me. And we need to keep that in mind. Because we kind of look at other places and, you know, these destinations, and we feel like our peace is there. No, your peace needs to be at home. So in 2024, we are falling in love with our homes again. And when we're in love with our homes, I feel like we even work more efficient when we're in those places. When I'm home now, my work life is so efficient. I'm getting things done. And I absolutely love that for me because I feel like I'm prospering. I feel like I'm being productive. And I don't have to have it all together. I don't have to show up a certain way. I can just flow and I can get work done. All right. Another thing that we're doing is we are showing back up as who we want to be. Now, some of you all were already working towards this last year, but somebody started asking you who the hell you thought you were. Okay. They were like, oh, you tripping. You don't got the experience. What are you doing? What are you thinking? People are not going to buy into this, girl. This is too much. You're doing a lot. And the people who were saying that they're doing nothing. They're doing too little. All right. And because you heard the chatter, you scaled back on showing up as who you want to be because you have that imposter syndrome. You're like, I'm not that person. I haven't made $1 million. I'm not driving this. I'm not living in this. Well, today on this show, I am giving you permission to show up as who you want to be. Some of you all are just showing up as who you are right now. And that's good. That's good. That's great. That's cute. But I want you to show up as who you want to be. You know, this is something that I say to my Girl CEO members. It's like, you don't need permission to show up as who you aspire to be. And let me just also add, you all, our membership for Girl CEO is open right now. If you listen to this show and you're not a part of the Girl CEO community, please get in this community, all right? You can join at www.girlceoinc.com, but we are the playground for powerful women. Inside of our community, you get everything from your classes to keep you on your toes, the network of women, the events. You're able to have your link in your bio to your businesses or whatever you do. It is such an amazing network. We do meetups, we have events, all the things that you can think about, the live masterclasses, the Q&As. I mean, it is just a different thing. And as we talk about going into 2024, go into 2024 with a different group of women, women that you don't know, women that are out here trying to make things happen the same way you are. Some of you all have to get tapped in. And we have our membership in this cool app. It literally shows you and connects you with all of the women who are in your area, okay? So guys, get inside of the Girl CEO membership. Open enrollment is here, all right? You can literally join today, all right? And let me just say this. We have a special going on, you all. You can join for $500 for the entire year. Take advantage of it and get in. You spend more than that on a cup of coffee a year. All right. And it doesn't come with information and value, but this does. So www.girlceoinc.com. When you get in, send me a message and say, hey, Ronnie, I heard the podcast. I decided to join. I'm here and I just wanted to say hello. And I just want to see your faces. You know, let's do something new. I always say that we have to show up as who we aspire to be. And we are a movement. You know, we are a force to be reckoned with. We are powerful. We are the people who connect, right? We are that power. And we have to move like that. So this year, we are no longer shrinking. You guys, I tell myself the same things that I'm telling you. This year, I'm like, I'm not playing small. I'm going after every single thing that my heart desires. And I'm doing it in a way where I know my value. I know what I can accomplish. I know who I should be working with. And I am trusting that God is blocking anything and anybody from me that I'm not supposed to be working with in 2024. Okay. So I need another commitment. Repeat after me. I am committed to showing up as who I aspire to be. All right. And I didn't say as who I am. I want you to show up as the woman you want to be 5 years from now, starting today. I want you to show up as the person that you are called to be. When you sit back and you imagine your life, because I do this all the time, it's like I'm kind of like in a daydream. Who is that person? What does she eat every day? How often does she go to the gym? Does she meditate? Does she do Pilates? Does she do yoga? Whatever the hell it is, I want you to start living like her now. All right. And if you don't have the means financially to live like her, listen, let's bootleg it a little bit. You may not be able to go to Starbucks every day, but guess what? You can make your own cup of coffee in the morning and write cute notes to yourself. You may not be able to join Pilates and go to an actual Pilates club, but you may do Pilates in your living room on YouTube. It's just so many ways that we can do a little bootleg and so we get to where we initially want to be. And last but not least, you all, trust you again. Trust you again. In the beginning of this episode, I talked about forgiving yourself for all the dumb shit that you have done along the way. Maybe you've let people take advantage of you. Maybe you've worked for less than you deserve, okay? Maybe you've trusted some people that you should not have trusted and you allowed them to get close to you and you really shouldn't have. Maybe you started a business and you just kind of let it go and you gave up on it, whatever. And because of this, you stopped trusting yourself. And not trusting yourself is so freaking dangerous. Why? Because once we don't trust ourselves, we begin to trust everyone else with our decisions for our lives. And it is the biggest mistake that we can make is when we trust other people more than we trust ourselves. So I want you to commit to trusting yourself again. Regardless of the bad decisions that you have made in the past, you are capable of making good decisions. You can, you will, and you will benefit from the amazing decisions that you start making today and moving forward. We've all done things that have caused us to lose our trust in us. But let me just say, no one knows us the way we know ourselves. And even in the midst of us making some of these decisions, we knew that we probably should not have made those choices and we did it anyway. And that's okay, because we're also learning ourselves as we go. So I want to close this out with giving you permission to trust yourself again. We don't need to run to anybody and get their opinion. We don't need to run and say, tell me what you think about this. Whatever our heart desires, whatever we are saying to ourselves, that's what we're doing. You all, this last quarter, like this last year for me, was probably one of my best years. And I'm not just talking about business and money. I'm talking about personal. You know, I've always had this dream that I wanted my personal life to be as good as my business. My business has been good, but I've had seasons where my business was just flourishing. It was just taking off. It was doing really, really good. But personally, I was just all over the place. And I'm finally at the point now where I feel like personally my life is lit. And I don't really post a lot of my personal life on social media. But what I will say is because I stood on business and I really got to it, I feel like that is the reward that happens when we stand up and we say, this is what I want. This is what I deserve, and I'm not dealing with anything less than this. And if anything comes in my life, business, relationships, friendships, whatever it is, and it requires me to go lower, I'm not doing it. When we say that and we stand on business and we don't play any games with our boundaries, life starts to shift. And I felt that transformation in 2023. And you guys, like, I'm never going back to anything less than what 2023 did for me, okay? I want that for every one of you all who are listening to this. I give you permission to trust yourself again. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. Make sure you share this episode with like 5 of your friends. Just copy and paste it. Girl, listen to this, all right? Send it on over to them and tell them to get in here. And I want to see you all inside of Girl CEO in 2024, connecting with new women, building new relationships, taking the masterclasses and listening to them while you're driving in your car, just growing the mindset, getting the new information. Come into the Girl CEO events. We are going to have different meetups, all right, in different states. We have something happening in Atlanta. We have our reps there and our alumni there. So listen, we are coming in 2024, www.girlceoinc.com. Once again, that's www.girlceoinc.com. I'll see you on the inside, and let's start 2024 off with a bang.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.